Be sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
June. Boy, do I love June. June 24th, to be specific. Every year when I was a young lad, the Redwood Acres Fair and Rodeo in those days was on my birthday. Now, not only is there no Redwood Acres Fair, there's no Redwood Humboldt County Fair and the Jones Family Memorial in August. They keep pushing this thing out there, and there won't be any Christmas. I'm kidding. You know, Mrs. Jones and I have been very fortunate. In fact, June 9th will be 47 years together, and blessed at the very most. We've done a couple of drive-bys, stayed in the yard outside with another of the kids, and found ways to get around all those grandchildren at one time or another in the last 2+ months. Only problem is we can't get them all together at the same time in the same location. We're hoping and praying that by the 4th of July there may be some sense of calming and an opportunity to have the infamous backyard barbecue. You know, on Memorial Day, we took a drive down to the Woman's Federated Grove. Beautiful day, mid-70s, slight Eel River breeze, and not a lot of people to stay distance from whatsoever. We did see a few out-of-state license plates, however. The river swimming holes were full with locals, and I'm sure, and still they had their spaces with little clumps in between. A little hard, though, to accept our local law enforcement and health officials telling any visitors not to plan spending the night in one of our fine motels. You know, I happen to have an intimate inside knowledge of these struggling businesses, and this message is only going to exasperate the situation. They can eat, but they can't sleep. They can look, but they can't sleep. If the appropriate measures are taken, including taking temperatures or requiring masks, then what's the issue? You know, we're right at the start of the summer season, and since they have already had to take one or two bigger hits than anyone with the absence of the two college graduations and Memorial Day weekend, we need to take a step out there and not make these people criminals if they should desire to rent a room to someone from Redding trying to escape the heat, as they do every year. I get it, and I don't get it. But it's typical Humboldt County. On this day, almost 83 years ago, the Golden Gate Bridge was completed, and the connection with the North and the South were done. There were 5 districts involved in that creation of the bond money that flowed into the building of that bridge. Now see if you can find the missing district or county that's absent. They are in county order: San Francisco, Marin, Sonoma, Napa, Mendocino, and Del Norte. Did you hear the missing county that refused to participate in the building of the Golden Gate Bridge? Yep, Humboldt County. Well over 85 years ago, we asked folks not to come to Humboldt County. What are the chances we'd be doing that again, that many years later? Oh, we've done it in other ways as well, you bet, but this one will be remembered in the future. You can count on it. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.